Hello, and welcome to Parking Thought, the show where we highlight the good in the world, from the extraordinary to the everyday. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find us. Curiosity meet gratitude. My name is Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. In this edition, we're going to be talking about the communities that we belong to. But first, I want to describe my surroundings. I want to get better at being able to paint a picture using adjectives and words that help people understand kind of the world that we live in. I think it'll help me be a better communicator, and I think it ties into our subject today. So I've just finished driving into downtown Boise, Idaho. If you haven't been here, it's beautiful. And it's not beautiful because we have a particular blend of, you know, substances that make up our asphalt, or that even the parking lot that I park in is gravel, and it's got some patches of snow and slickness on there from a recent storm that we had. There's no whole lot of sunlight right now. The sun hasn't even peeked up over the mountains, just off to the side. The mountains are covered in snow because, again, we just had a storm. And so tomorrow morning about this time, I'll be up on top of that mountain. So that way my son can go and do skiing, because he likes to ski. Not something I'm a fan of. There's something about having the ground move underneath you on skis that kind of scares me. So maybe one of these days I'll get over that. My son really wants me to, but in the meantime, I enjoy being up there working on my college work on Saturday mornings. Just off to my right-hand side is a building that looks mostly like a parking lot. It's called the Jump Building. It refers to Jack's Urban Market Meeting Place in downtown Boise. And it's got a six-story slide or five-story slide on the outside of it, which is just rather amazing. We always thought the slides at school were pretty big when we were little. And this building seems to be the sort of thing where it seems like a bunch of people who were once little grew up, kept their passions, and then did something neat with it. In July, the building actually gets taken over by a giant octopus. They have a giant inflatable octopus that comes out of that building, and it's neat to see. In October, there was a giant spider sitting in front of it. But the neatest thing about living here in Boise, Idaho, I know the town's small. It's a bit out of the way. It's not the sort of thing, not the sort of place you're going to come to, you know, without having some other reason. But when people come here, they stay. And the reason why they stay is because they meet the people. There'll be some interaction, driving or otherwise, where they meet the people in some sort of capacity. And they say, these are the sort of people I want to be around. And then something will happen in their life, and their finances will get adjusted, and they'll end up moving here. The area is growing. Now, I've only been here 3 years, and there is a bit of a pecking order for how long have you lived here going on when you talk and you meet people. But it's a good place to live, and they're generally really accommodating. Somebody I met recently or worked with recently had just moved from San Diego, California, up here. And she was talking about how, you know, in California, you get to a four-way stop and whoever can will just go, you know, take it upon themselves to go through the intersection pretty quick. She said, here you get to a four-way stop and everybody's waving the other guy on, you know, or through the intersection. And that's pretty much true. It can be kind of annoying with people being that courteous. Boise has a reputation for having some really great, friendly people. And that reputation is largely true. They're motivated by different things, but they're kind. Now, for those of you that have been listening for a while, you guys know that I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And you might have heard of us as Mormons, right? But typically, we're members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And members of our religion help to settle the Western states. Utah has a reputation for being, you know, a high percentage of the population being a member of that church. Boise has about 25%. This valley, the Treasure Valley is what it's called, has about 25% of its people are members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the way I describe it is you wouldn't know. And the reason why you wouldn't know is because it seems to be everybody is living their religion in a way that makes it really wonderful to work together, live together, and be together, and be a part of a community. And it's really kind of neat that you know, that's the thing. And even if they aren't religious, courtesy and kindness and being welcoming to others is all part of the DNA of those who've chosen to live here. Boise's got some great amenities. Again, six-story slides, open on Thursday afternoons. The place I work for gives away free French fries in July, usually the weekend or the Friday after the 4th of July. They do a free Friday and give away French fries. There's lots of events that'll happen downtown. We're just big enough that when a band goes on tour, there's a good chance, if not every year, every other year, they'll stop by Boise, Idaho. Now, we talk about Boise, and Boise is one of the towns in this valley, but it's really the whole valley. We've got a city named Caldwell, a city named Nampa, a city named Meridian. I like the name Meridian because it refers to a compass and you know, sort of surveying equipment. And I've got some background in the military doing a little bit of that. And so it reminds me that, you know, and the main street of that town always points due north. And that's pretty neat to have some place that will mathematically do that. The streets are generally laid out in a grid square, not just in Boise, but across the whole Treasure Valley. Means you have to go up and left and that sort of thing. But it generally works out pretty well to be able to easily find where you are and know where you're going. This is probably the best community for me to do some of my healing after being in the military and working through some of the consequences of having PTSD and the issues that I've got. And, you know, I can't say enough about all the people who are a part of that community. Now, that's the people who are here, but you don't have to be physically present to be a part of communities anymore. Lots of us participate in communities online. In fact, some of our families are more virtual than physical. You know, I connect with cousins who I won't see for years at a time, but I can connect with them, you know, through the internet. We talk about, you know, our grandma, Wilma Hill, and the impact that she made in our lives and always being friendly. Grandma, when she was getting older, decided to move from California because most of her children weren't there and moved to Provo, Utah, where she would be close to any of her grandchildren that would be going to Brigham Young University. And it turns out several of her grandchildren did go. And so she would be able to listen to what was going on in their lives and have them over for dinner and really stay connected with them as, you know, she lived out the last 20 years of her life. And it was wonderful to have her be a part of that. Now, some of us beyond our families connect to digital communities otherwise. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I listen to them because it's a great medium to learn something new. What's interesting about that is I listen to them in the car when I travel. So it feels like, you know, it feels like they're a part of my commute, like they're sitting in the seat next to me. And this goes back to how our brains don't always know the difference between a constructed reality and a real reality. And we have to make a conscious effort to remember between the two. And so this morning I was listening to the host of a podcast called Linux Spotlight. And Linux Spotlight is run by a guy named Rocco. I'm sure he's got a last name too, but we'll just use Rocco for now. And one of the things that he says when he interviews his folks who are also passionate about Linux, he interviews them and he talks about how the best part of the Linux community is the people. Now, that doesn't mean everybody is as nice as all of the people in Boise. There are a few, you know, with rough edges. But in general, the best part of that community is the people. And so he'll do hour-long, hour-and-a-half-long, two-hour-long interviews. And it's not all about the technology. It's about who the people are that run it and what interests them in making the choice to be able to do something different, to be expressive in a different way with their devices and their computers. And Rocco, I've never met him in person, but last week he hosted a live show, and he does this every Saturday, and I was able to jump on. I was probably the worst person to be on. I couldn't dedicate time to the show. I had to, you know, it was that time of the week where I put away my clothes in the closet and got a few things organized around the house, and the internet's bad in the closet and a few other things. It just, But when he noticed I was on, he gave me a shout out and said, "Hey, who, you know, tell us a little bit about you. Aren't you so-and-so?" Blah, blah, blah. Boy, did that feel really welcoming. Boy, that was really great. Now, we've talked before a few weeks ago about El Marquez and the hashtag It's Okay to Be New. And for those of you that didn't listen to that episode, It's Okay to Be New is a philosophy in two parts. One, you should be trying something new. You should be getting more comfortable being uncomfortable as you're learning something and dealing with the frustration that comes with it. Learning and failure are closely tied together. We fail at most things before we learn them. And so we need to be comfortable in that situation. The other part of that is, if you are comfortable where you're at, then maybe it's time to try something new. Try something that reminds you of what it's like to be frustrated and reminds you of what it's like to have to go through the process of discovering something new and learning it, making it a part of you. You know, when we do that It's Okay to Be New philosophy, we bring people in and we bring ourselves in to being kinder about how we learned something. And there are people who have a natural gift at this, and well, natural or they've learned it. But Rocco was one of them. The way it felt when he said, "Hey, tell us a little bit about yourself," you know, on a live Linux show that, you know, that's seen by hundreds and hundreds of people, if not more, you know, "Tell us a little bit about yourself." Wow. I mean, what a great invitation to a community that was already awesome. And he felt that I would be a welcome part of that. So I want to record this episode with the idea that if we take a minute to recognize who we are, and if we can remember to be humble, let's welcome other people into our lives and our communities. And I'd love to hear more from you guys about what communities you're a part of, that you choose to be a part of, that you really enjoy. My children are all part of the communities they have at their government schools, right? And those communities are mixed and have mixed experiences. And I hear a lot of complaining from my children about various people in those communities. But the communities we choose to join, what made us attracted to them? Why do we like them? And like Rocco, to me, the communities that I choose to join, the predominant feature and theme and all of that is the people. I hope I'm one of those people that's welcoming and a part of those communities. And I hope that you guys are too, for whatever passion and community you have. So that's a good challenge to have, and a good way to end this week and end this podcast. Let's wrap this up. This is the part where I tell you that the best way you can say thank you for this episode is to share it with somebody you know. If you're just joining us for this episode, then we're glad you can make it. It's the way podcasting works. You don't have to stick around the whole time. Pick the topics you want to listen to. And if you plan on joining us for the long haul, I'd like to remind you that the subscribe links can be found over at parkingthought.com. You can also look for us on Pocket Casts, Apple Podcasts, the Spotify, YouTube, and wherever else you want to. Hit those subscribe links that are there, and this will be delivered directly to your favorite device. At the end of every episode, I like to remind the audience, and I do love you guys, that remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?